Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160, kicking off the third hour of the program. We're getting into what is clearly a hit piece against the one of the more, I guess, noteworthy special economic zones that's being developed as we speak in Honduras on an island called Roatan that is called Prospera. And this is something that Mark Edge, our co-host, had once upon a time checked out. I think it was before they'd even broken ground on this place was when Mark went down there to meet these folks. And I guess they had some sort of a vision, difference in vision or whatever. I don't know what the disagreement was. But for whatever reason, Mark chose to not join this particular project. But they've been making progress, apparently. And so now somebody in the mainstream media is mad about that. His name is Jeff Ernst, who's reporting for The Guardian. And I just came across that apparently the Prospera folks have a response, a series of tweets that they posted to call out the lies and the misinformation that they that was put in this Guardian story that we're sharing with you here. Tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan.
So I'm going to go through some of the responses here as we go through the story. And so one of the points that Prospera makes is that right out in the beginning of the article, they describe their development as scarred by a bulldozer, which, of course, is an intentional choice of language meant to carry a negative connotation. Prospera says that their Twitter account is at Prospera Global. They say, but realize what he's describing negatively. We're building low-cost housing available to any islanders on an island afflicted by surging real estate prices and low average incomes. Would Jeff prefer no development for poor Hondurans? So that's what they say.
That's fair, but why?
It's the same argument with these lefties who defend the school system. It's falling through the cracks. The kids are falling through the cracks, and yet they're like, just throw more money at it. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea of pulling your kids out and homeschooling or taking them to private schools or any other option, like no school, it drives these people insane.
That's looking at it from the wrong point of view. As you mentioned earlier, they're gentrifying this area. That's what's causing the price of real estate to go up in the first place. That's what's
the Prospera people? No.
What is pricing the Hondurans out of their ancestral lands that they were talking about a little while ago?
Are they being priced out like the Silicon Valley?
Well, that's
people,
what the Prospera people are saying. And I would guess, without knowing intimately the situation, that a bunch of expats moving to this island, a bunch of English-speaking rich expats coming there, is pushing the price of housing up over however many decades that's been going on.
Wouldn't those expats be like people from Prospera, though?
No, expats from the United States and other countries.
Prospera is? Like expats?
By the way, this has been happening in New Zealand for decades. Where's the outrage there?
You mean
moving to New Zealand, and they are pushing out the natives.
There might be outrage there. I don't know.
Well, I mean outrage here in the States, where our news media is complaining about the problem.
The Guardian is in the UK, but that said, Jeff talks about deep holes rather than jobs and construction because he's trying to falsely suggest that the local environment is threatened. In reality, Prospera's ZA environmental protections exceed those of the national government because they actually prohibit pollution. Jeff castigates Prospera ZA for being libertarian, as if libertarian were a curse word. Prospera welcomes the diversity of political perspectives and rejects Jeff's tribal approach. The ZA is a rule of law jurisdiction first and foremost, he says. So let me go back to the hit piece here. This is from The Guardian, and he talks about there's a standoff in which investors are gambling with millions. The government could be at risk of a costly lawsuit, and the fate of the affected communities hangs in the balance. The controversy dates back roughly a decade when the Honduran government reformed the Constitution and passed a law that paved the way for the creation of the Employment and Economic Development Zones. the ZA.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was ripped from economist Paul Romer's proposal of charter cities, in which the Nobel Prize winner theorized could promote development in areas plagued by poor governance. Romer proposed that a foreign nation act as a guarantor for the governance of charter cities, but the Honduran law instead allowed corporations to build a private city. The issue fell into the background until 2020, when the word spread that the first charter city had been established in Crawfish Rock, to the surprise of the village residents. Louisa Connor said, "We didn't even know what a ZA was." She's the president of the local community association. So what this article does here is they only interview people that don't like Prospera. They never bother to actually seek out anyone on this island. And you know they must exist.
I'm looking at pictures of, it looks like, natives with anti-ZA sentiment. Signs.
Is this in Roatan?
I believe that it's in Roatan.
Investors had appeared on Crawfish Rock about 3 years beforehand as a charitable foundation, opening a community center and talking about plans to build a tourist center nearby.
Well, it sounds like that's exactly what they did.
Residents said they saw no reason to be suspicious. Connor said, quote, "It's not anything out of the way for people to come and start building around us or starting projects," she said. Roatan is located about 40 miles north of the mainland and is one of the Caribbean's top tourist destinations and an expatriate haven, renowned for its white sand beaches and world-class diving. Up and down the beach, there are vacation homes and resorts owned by foreigners. Representatives of Prospera. So again, what's so different?
And I want to know how their tax system works, or if they even have one, because that's what pushes these people out of their homes. It's not rich people moving in. It's rich people moving in and changing, adding value to their property, which increases the tax rate, or, you know.
I suspect that's less of an issue.
Which gets pushed onto the poor folk who were originally there.
Well, you're presuming there even is a property tax there.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't even know that that's the problem. But I know that, like in Silicon Valley, where the original inhabitants are getting kicked out by, or not kicked out, but they're getting pushed out by high real estate rates. That's why that is happening there. And this, I think it's the same thing in New Zealand. But I mean, if you live on a crummy, this is the whole thing about gentrification. You got something that's fallen through the cracks and the real estate value is down. So it becomes, you know, it's a prime target for people who are trying to make an investment and make a new life for themselves, and to go in there, they can get enough of them and they can really turn something around, turn a crummy piece of property around and start a new system. It's sad that the original inhabitants who were living in a crummy situation ultimately suffer a decade or two down the road.
Well, they don't have to suffer.
Yeah, they could. Right. They could
adapt.
They could also applaud these people who want to come in and invest in their community. Ultimately, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't see what's so bad about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Ian. I don't see what's different about the Prospera that is different from all of the other resorts.
Right.
And why are they picking Prospera?
Because there are people who intentionally want to move out of the plantation, and they want to take their decentralized currency with them that is upsetting the system.
Well, and the difference is Prospera has a special legal carve-out, and the rest of these people don't. And that could come across as a little unfair, right? Like, oh, well, you know, our resort over here doesn't have tax freedom. We're not exempted from the regulations or whatever. How come you guys get that?
Well you know what? They should jump on board.
Well,
we like what you're doing over there. That makes so much sense. We think we could do it over here as well.
That's the thing. I know Mark had mentioned that there used to be a way. Now, maybe they're going to get rid of this because they're repealing the ZA law, but there used to be a way for other property owners to join the ZA. So there could have been an expansion. But now maybe that's not even going to be possible since they're eliminating the laws. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on and see how this develops.
Well, it sort of raises the question of, okay, well, what is the ZA giving up when it, you know, gets this special legal carve-out? What sort of legal services is it surrendering? Because you would expect that, right?
Yes.
Maybe they don't get fire service or police service or whatever.
Yeah, I think they have to provide their own security and things like that.
It's clearly worth it to them. I think what these people are realizing is the same thing the Democrats here in Keene realize is that, you know, they don't actually, that's not good enough. Those services aren't good enough to justify being held prisoner to these tax schemes.
Right.
And to these legal apparatuses that oppress people.
Representatives of Prospera said they informed the community of their intentions in June of 2019, citing a document that was signed by a couple dozen residents that contains the word ZA but doesn't explain what it is. Connor says they deceived us big time. further inflaming the situation.
Do they not have Google on this island?
Prospera posts... They have internet.
They might not. They might just be out there fishermen.
No, they got internet. Prospera posted on their website drawings of three stages of expansion that appeared to include the center of Crawfish Rock within its jurisdiction, stoking fears that investors could invoke a legal clause that would allow for the expropriation of the land the community has lived on for generations. Representative Prospera promised they wouldn't go that route, but their words provided little comfort. We'll get the Prospera response, and your calls and thoughts are welcome.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamyl-cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the ZEAs, the Special Economic Zones, which are now an endangered species in Honduras as the Honduran government gang has undone the deal. They are abolishing
I think it was unanimous. They decided after the last guy was ousted, this new group came in, and for whatever reason, they're not having it. They want you to pay your taxes. They want you to get your permits. Yeah. They want you to behave like a Honduran.
They don't want anybody to be exempt.
We can't have these uppities coming in here. I'm reading another article from the rest of the world, and it looks like there was some water problems with the original village. They lost access to their water.
Who did?
The crawfish little village. And
the village itself, not the Prospera people.
Prospera was actually giving their water to the crawfish people.
Oh, interesting.
And then after, and then they gave them some leeway during the COVID era. And then once they was established that crawfish was turning their water back on, Prospera cut them off. So I think there's definitely some bad blood going on here, where there's a situation where I think they're a little upset that there were some rich people that are moving in next to them and have better facilities. Probably better everything. I think they're a little
jealous,
envious. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Well, that's the thing. This is a private company, basically, and they are going to be able to do it better than governments.
Yep.
You know, and it's going to make governments look really crappy by comparison. And so maybe that's one of the reasons why they wanted to get rid of this.
Well, these private company people, you know, they have to drink this water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government doesn't have to drink the water that they pump into people at Flint, Michigan.
Or in, you know, South American or Central American countries, where if you're drinking the local water, you're probably going to get sick. You know, you got to buy bottled water to not get sick.
By the way, that was the one thing that I was told through and through and through when I was in Honduras is don't drink
the water,
the running water, the tap water.
Yep.
Everything needed to come bottled.
I didn't even drink it when I was in Acapulco. I went down there for 2 weeks in 2019 for the Anarchapulco event. Was staying with Mark and his family for the first week. Then we went to Anarchapulco. And on like day one of Anarchapulco, as we were leaving the house that Mark and his family had, I got very sick.
Yeah.
And
it's all about the septic system.
It might have been the shower.
When you have a million people pooping out in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and it's just going straight into the aquifer. I mean, that's it. Your water's tainted.
They don't even have any good water treatment systems or anything, from what I understand. It's bad.
Yeah.
But I wasn't drinking the water.
Boy, I am sold on moving to this place.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking the water. I was making a point of not drinking it.
Aria, Prospera has water. They have tanks, and it seems like they have a purification system. It's the guys next door who didn't have running water for a period of time.
Sounds like they're jealous.
This is sort of the issue I have with some of these communities. Like, if I'm living in this place that's got nice, clean running water or whatever, and I look outside my window and I see this 12-year-old kid's, you know, dying of tapeworms because his drinking water, I can't have a good time looking out my back window and seeing.
It's just one kid, Aria. It's not like there's hundreds of them.
And I'm not saying, you know, the people at Prospera have to save the community and anything like that. I'm just saying I don't know how they deal with that. To me, it's. What's the point in being free and doing whatever it is they're trying to do if they're not trying to make life better for other people?
Well, I think they would argue they are. They're saying, look, we're going to hire
people. That's the way I see gentrification. Ultimately, it works well for everyone.
Right. We're going to hire these people, and if they were legally allowed to, they'd probably expand their footprint as they become more successful and they need more property.
And if you need workers for whatever business that you're trying to start up, then you might end up having to, I don't know, gain their, add incentives to them, maybe homes for them and nice clean drinking water and maybe facilities. Ultimately, you could create a little city-state.
So, interestingly, Prospera, in their response at Prospera Global on Twitter, their response to this hit piece in The Guardian, they say that they're countering the claim that they're libertarian. So, apparently, they're not as libertarian as maybe some people would want to think that they are.
Yeah, Peter Thiel has put a lot of money into this project. Is he libertarian?
They, I don't know who that is.
He claims PayPal. Doesn't he?
He claims, but so does Glenn Beck.
Right. Prosper Azede adopts ideas from across the political spectrum and has a minimum wage indexed to be 10 to 25% more than the national minimum wage. So I guess if locals get a job in the Prosper, they're going to be making more than they would be making.
Exactly.
Like the mainland. Easy union formation, social welfare funding that is employee-owned, and all public officials are fiduciaries. And then they link to a website which is down at the moment.
I don't know what that fiduciary thing means, but the rest of that isn't.
That they have a financial, they have like some sort of financial obligation. Isn't that what that means? A fiduciary?
I don't know.
In that case,
but the rest of it isn't unlibertarian at all. There's nothing
except a minimum wage.
No, there's nothing unlibertarian about unions either.
Not necessarily. And it is private property, so if they want to set a minimum wage, they can set a minimum wage. You don't have to move there. What does being a fiduciary mean? Fiduciary relationships often concern money, but the word fiduciary does not in and of itself suggest financial matters. Rather, it applies to any situation in which one person justifiably places confidence and trust in someone else and seeks that person's help or advice in some matter.
I have no idea how that relates to the trustees of the board or whatever.
I don't either. But going on, Jeff spends a lot of time, Jeff is the article author at The Guardian who's attacking Prospera, spends a lot of time repeating baseless allegations of just two crawfish residents to support his entire article. But what do the vast majority of Crawfish Rock residents actually think? Perhaps he should have asked Virginia Mann. And then they include a minute-long video with an interview of a local resident.
My name is Virginia Mann, and I am the educational teacher here at Prospera. Oh, it's wonderful. From the day I started at Prospera, I felt like I found the place where I belong. Education can take our kids above and beyond. My purpose to go to the States was to further my education, to give all my learning skills to my community. And I've been trying ever since to try to get kids and parents to realize that education is the future of our children. Prospera is going to bring prosperity to this island. Prospera is going to lift Roatan. It's going to bring employment. It's going to bring education. It's going to bring better hospitals. It's going to bring what Roatan needs today. You're going to be left behind. This boat is moving in the right direction, and it has all the tools that you need for a better life. Somos Prospera, and we are one.
Is she a mover or a native?
Not clear.
I mean, it sounds great, but as I understood it, she went to the United States and she came back.
Say something about the States.
Yeah, and she was sold on the. It sounds great, but she's just been sold a sales pitch by the Prosper people. Yeah. Oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. What have they done, though? That's all she did is she regurgitated the sales pitch.
They have clean water, Arya.
It would be like the Free State Project going, we're going to secede. We're going to bring libertarians here. It's like, okay, I don't care. What have you actually done already?
Well, and that's a good question. They've
pissed off the Honduran government. I think that's a pretty good sign.
Whatever
they have been doing in the last 2 years.
I'm just saying, I'm not sold that this video of this woman saying all of these great things that Prospera is going to do is particularly worth paying attention to. Okay, great. Biden has countless campaign videos where he promises wonderful things.
If I understand it correctly, it's $100 million invested in this project.
Is that right?
That's a pretty good starting point.
Well, and again, let's keep an eye. I want to keep an eye on it and see what happens. I mean, I really hope that this does work out for them. I hope that the Honduran government is forced to honor their agreements. I just don't know if they're gonna.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Mexican President Obrador met at the White House Tuesday and discussed topics such as immigration and the global economy. President Biden says that President Obrador is making investments in the future.
We've had a major anti-smuggling operation underway since April, targeting human smugglers who traffic in people, drugs, and weapons.
The COVID subvariant known as BA.5 is prompting growing concerns across parts of the United States. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States has the tools to manage the threat and spread of the highly infectious subvariants. He stressed the number one tool is vaccination, including booster shots. Jha also cited improved testing and treatments. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The leader of ISIS in Syria is dead after a U.S. airstrike. It led to the death of Mahar el-Aghal. In addition to being the group's leader in Syria, CENTCOM describes him as one of the top five ISIS leaders. Senator Ted Cruz is calling President Biden a hypocrite when it comes to abortion.
When Roe versus Wade was decided, one Democrat who spoke up against it was a fellow named Joseph Robinette Biden.
The Texas Republican using the Judiciary Committee hearing to blast Biden for supporting abortion now, even though he previously said Roe v. Wade went too far. Cruz also says the president used to be against late-term and partial birth abortions.
2007, Joe Biden. Tim Russert says, you supported that ban on late-term abortions. Biden said, I did, and I do.
That Democratic-led hearing taking a look into what a post-Roe world will look like. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And bring up whatever you want to discuss here. You can also follow our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. Just follow our channel there, and you'll be able to watch the show live. You can also watch it later on, any old time you want to. Odyssey is a system that is based on the library protocol, which is a media sharing protocol that is decentralized and uncensorable. Library is really cool. You should check it out at lbry.com. And again, follow our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. We're sharing a hit piece against Prospera, which is one of the ZAs, the special economic zones that has been created in the country of Honduras. And now the government gang in Honduras is trying to undo the ZAs, and there's going to be a big legal fight coming. It's an interesting project, something that our co-host Mark Edge has been absolutely fascinated by over the last several years. He's been there to visit on multiple occasions, and he's seen the Prospera land and seen the plans for what they're trying to do there. The Guardian is on the attack against this. Their article written by a Jeff Ernst. And he is trying to make this thing sound like a colonizer, and the people hate it, and they're destroying the environment, and the people at Prospera have a response on their Twitter, which is at Prospera Global, and they say, no, they actually prohibit pollution in their ZA, and they are, you know, going to be giving people jobs at a higher minimum wage than the mainland or that anywhere in Honduras, for that matter. And they say, well, you know, the Guardian guy only talked to two people for his article. One of them was a community leader, which, of course, means they're likely to be a leftist, and one of the other property owners in the town that is mad about Prospera existing. So, of course, Prospera put up their own puff piece with a teacher that they had hired to run a school or something like that. And so we definitely have two very different perspectives here so far. I'm going to continue with a little bit more here from the hit piece by The Guardian. So they say, as controversy spread across the nation, a movement was born that demanded the protection of land rights and decried the concession of sovereign territory to foreigners and corporations. President Xiomara Castro, who was elected in a landslide in November, made the ZA a signature issue of her campaign. When Castro sanctioned the repeal in April, she called it the most important day in her presidency thus far.
Wow.
For the people of Crawfish Rock, it certainly was. Connor said, quote, words cannot describe how happy we were, unquote. But the elation was short-lived. Just before the repeal, Prospera announced a new round of investments totaling $60 million and the adoption of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin as legal tender. In the weeks and months since, the companies continued to operate as if nothing has changed, moving ahead with construction projects and clinging to their plan to build a libertarian oasis of sorts. Government officials said that any ZA currently operating has just 1 year to conform to another kind of legal framework, but investors claim a sunset clause in the ZA law that gives them a term of at least 10 years.
It's like they've never dealt with the government before.
They can change the rules on you.
It's going to do what it writes the rules, it judges the rules, it enforces the rules, and it punishes you when you break the rules.
And Conan, didn't you say they were claiming 50 years? Some other part?
Wikipedia's got 50 years.
Yeah, so
grandfathered in all three that have survived the repeal.
They claim, here it says, other international trade agreements say that they get them decades more. But again, what happens after, whether it's 10 or 50 years, what happens then?
Yeah, well, maybe they think they'll be big enough that they can actually
they can't be stopped.
Fight off. Yeah, exactly.
It'd be real shame to put $100 million into something that only lasts a few decades. I mean, 50 years in the scheme of things is a drop in the bucket. And then what? Have the government come in and swoop it all away from you?
I mean, how long did Disney last?
About 50, 60 years, I think.
That's what I thought, yeah. I mean, so yeah, and the government of Florida, I haven't followed up on it, but last I heard, they were absolutely swooping in to take it back.
Take the land and start charging taxes.
Charging taxes accordingly, yeah.
So let's see here. I'm going to jump back over to Prospera Global and their response. They say that Jeff, the article author at The Guardian, alludes to disputes over land rights and displacing local residents. Can he name one resident we've displaced? Of course not. The statement is false and misleading. There are no land rights disputes, and no local residents have been displaced. Prospera respects land rights with the strongest protections in the world. And then they cite their charter and they link to it. They say this is a misleading tactic by journalists. Mention an allegation without any evidence, but hide behind the guise of plausible deniability. Prospera ZA has no power of external expropriation. Jeff knows this because it's public information. So they can't just take somebody's land like a government does.
Mm-hmm.
Although there is supposed to be a way in the ZA law that's now being repealed, as I understand it, for someone who owns other property to join the ZA. And, of course, the government
That seems like a much more plausible thing. Like, if I was there living on the outskirts of Keene, and suddenly the town of Marlborough or Swansea or whatever was free and independent or whatever, not loyal or not having to swear allegiance to the United States, I was like, hey, can I join you guys instead of this oppressive regime over here in Keene? It would be an easy sales pitch.
This is one of the crawfish leaders. Let me read her words and her sentiments, and maybe we can get an idea. Because other than the water supply, I don't really know what's going on. There's some bad blood going on. But anyways, Vanessa Cardenas, one of the leaders of Crawfish Rock, said emotions were running high the night the ZA laws were repealed, and the residents of the village were overjoyed with the decision. I think I was up until almost 2 o'clock that morning texting and calling my friends and family. Louise Connor, leader of the village council, said she can now sleep freely thanks to the law's repeal. Cardenas said she wouldn't mind seeing Prospera turn into a more typical tourist area or a site of economic development. My advice would be...
That's what it's supposed to be.
That would be go pay your taxes like everyone else.
Oh,
go
see,
and get your permits like everyone else and abide by Honduran law and regulation like everyone else.
That's what this is about. She wants the tax revenue.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. This is a leader of the village next door, and
that means politician.
As I understand these ZAs, right, they do pay tax money. It's just all at once and up front or whatever. They're like, hey, we're going to give you some money.
Yeah, but it's going to the Honduran central government. It's probably not going to the town of Crawfish Rock.
But if it was a tourist attraction, if it was a big resort, they're going to get all of that. They can tax them accordingly. And that's what this boils down to. Mm-hmm. That is what this boils down to.
It sounds like this lady's real issue is with the Honduran government that isn't giving some of that tax money back to local communities.
No one who wants more regulation ever blames the federal government.
I know.
They just want more control.
He says here that there's no allegation of displacement. He says that even in the article, Jeff doesn't interview a single person who claims to have been displaced or expropriated because they don't exist. It never happened. Jeff uses unnecessarily inflammatory language because he has an agenda and is not reporting in good faith. More on this later.
I agree with that assessment. I mean, I haven't heard anything about displacement, and based on the people I know who have been involved in these things, they're not interested in displacing.
He says to claim we're gambling millions is raw editorializing in the disguise of neutral reporting. Nearly $80 million has been raised from sophisticated investors under the strongest legal protections Honduras could ever offer any investor. But Jeff is right about one thing. There are affected communities, not just the way he portrays. 70-plus Crawfish Rock residents work in Prospera. So they are already hiring people, mm-hmm. apparently.
Yep.
They're already building things. Prospera's businesses comprise the largest employers of Crawfish Rock residents. Wow.
Good for them.
Now, that's going to be something that, if they hadn't changed people's minds, is going to change people's minds, right? Like, people that are working for this organization, presuming they're honest, presuming they're paying as they're saying they're going to, they're going to have good things to say about their experience. Hey, I'm getting paid more than I was working at the shack down the street yep. or whatever, and I can take care of my family better, and these people are doing what they say they're going to do.
Unlike this other government over here, this other entity
right.
that's never taken care of, probably don't even know who I am on my island up here.
If you want to join the show, you can. If you got any thoughts on Prospera or the special economic zones in general, you're welcome to jump in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But how's it going to play out? This is definitely one of the more interesting things to keep an eye on as far as freedom is concerned on the planet, and we will definitely be doing that here. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here. The remaining moments of the show tonight, though, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Honduras Prospera project that is under attack by the mainstream media in The Guardian. They put out a hit piece.
It's all about money. Follow the money. This is what this is all about.
Well, I don't know if The Guardian's making money off of
Who knows? Who knows whose pocket they're in?
They're definitely after these people. There's no doubt about it. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've almost shared the full hit piece. There's only a couple paragraphs left here. I'll just go ahead and run through it. Legal analysts consulted by The Guardian suggested that in order to avoid a lawsuit, the government could either strike an agreement with investors or challenge whether ZAs were created in strict accordance with the now repealed law. A legal advisor for COHEP, the country's largest chamber of commerce, said, quote, "I emphatically believe the repeal is good, but it doesn't end here. Now the state has to review these concessions, and it would be best for the state to verify if all the legal requirements were met, and if not, proceed to cancel the concessions delivered," unquote. Meanwhile,
they want to look for reasons to take back the agreement, and then they want to take back the agreement.
That's right. Meanwhile, the residents of Crawfish Rock remain vigilant. Connor, the community organizer, politician, said, quote, "We have our eyes open. We don't trust no one."
Well, you trusted the government.
Well, she probably is part of the government, wouldn't surprise me to discover. But we've also been sharing some of the responses from Prospera on their Twitter account, at Prospera Global. But our very own Mark Edge apparently has been listening in out in Vegas as he prepares for Freedom Fest, which kicks off tomorrow.
Oh, God, Pestilence, is that a festival?
So what's going
Hi, Mark.
Your thoughts on this hit piece by The Guardian?
Am I one of the four horsemen now, Aria?
Yes, you are Pestilence, apparently.
Why do I get to be pestilent?
Well, it's been rumored that, you know, because...
Because you're the one who keeps getting everyone sick, man, every time you come visit.
Yeah, you got the experimental gene therapy or whatever they were calling it, and, you know...
Exuding your spike proteins all over us.
Yeah. And now you come to New Hampshire and, like, everyone gets sick.
That's it's a fair critique. So let me talk about Prospera.
All right.
When I read that part of the lady's like, why don't they just pay their taxes, you know, and follow the zoning laws? I was so just inside of me, irate. They did. They followed every step of the law. This lady's problem is the law as it existed at the time. And I think this is worth saying. I was at Crawfish Rock 3 years ago when Prospera set up. It is nothing but, it was at the time, a collection of nothing but sheds made of corrugated metal.
Hmm.
Like, there was nothing there. So the idea that some bureaucrat or politician didn't get to give their little building permit and get their little fee is really pretty laughable. Why would anyone have gone down this pock? The road was better described as a pothole than a road.
Mm-hmm.
We went down it in a van, and I feared for my life. I mean, it was awful. It's probably a mile long, but I mean, a terrible mile. There was nothing as far as internet going out there. There was nothing. And this person's like, pay your taxes. Look what we've done for you. Look what they did for them. I mean, now there's internet out there. They would have had nothing. They had to have a road. They didn't have internet. And that was all brought to them by Prospera. And this woman says, why don't you pay your taxes? They did. It's really, really ridiculous.
Mark, why didn't Prospera work for you? You decided against it and went with the other one?
As far as Prospera goes, I mean, I think that they had to forge the way. They were 3 years from, you know, start to finish, and you know, they had to make a lot of decisions along the way that I just, you know, I wasn't, they weren't ready, you know, and I wanted to see what would happen. I think that it's better to see a bunch of, flowers grow, you know, and see what works and what doesn't.
Two and a half years after they've gotten up and running. Have you seen it recently? Do you know what where they're at on the?
I was there earlier this year, probably 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
is fair, maybe 3 months ago. And the road looks great. They've got internet out there. They've broken ground on a building project. They're looking at putting condos in. They're doing everything they said they were going to do. And
apparently employing over 70 residents of Crawfish Rock, which makes them apparently the largest employers.
Absolutely. They're the largest employer of Crawfish Rock. I mean, Crawfish Rock, it is ridiculous to give this village a name.
Yeah. From what you said earlier, it sounds like they're probably the only actual employer in Crawfish Rock.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, some residents of Crawfish Rock, now that they have a road, can go out and get a job at Bojangles or something down the road. You know, they can get a motorbike and do it. But before, I don't think they could even, it was terribly passable on a motorbike. Basically, the only way you could get from Crawfish Rock to any place that would give you employment is water taxi, like being a water taxi, and that's a viable job there. And it just means you have a boat and you'll give a ride for money.
I did assume that was what water taxi meant.
They've got another clip here where they interviewed more people. So, again, we played one where they interviewed one of the educators that they brought on to Prospera. And here's one of people in construction hats. So
they should have interviewed Mark, because Mark sold the idea better. They brought them a freaking road where they didn't have one before. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's something they've done here.
Prospera, call Mark. He knows stuff.
Here's what some of the other folks who are working for them have to say.
Uh-oh,
it's in Spanish.
Does he look happy?
They do look happy.
They look happy. They're smiling. They've got jobs. They've got construction hats.
And I realize now they couldn't have interviewed Mark because Mark isn't a local.
That's true. I thought they were English-speaking, Mark. What's all this Spanish going on here?
Well, I mean, this is a the whole campaign is that's the problem with this is that there's a Spanish facing problem, and then there's an English facing problem, and then interfacing in between. The communists that took over the Honduran government recently, they're not doing any campaigning in English. You know, The only people that believe this crap are uneducated peasants of the Central American countryside. I mean, communism has run its course in Central America, but some people continue. These are ideologues. Like, really, most people in Honduras, they want a job. They want some internet. They want a road. And Prospero has given them all those things. But then there's the people who are like, we hate that you've given those things. Why didn't you follow the order of things? And that's really what the problem is. The problem is that, and this is why The Guardian, is there are people that believe that things should be the way that they are. Mm-hmm. There need to be bureaucrats in charge of whether or not you build on your house. There need to be bureaucrats in charge of whether or not you provide a particular service. Oh, you've got a service doing this, and now you want to do that? Well, you're going to need another license.
Yep.
And we offer those. And like somehow democracy, you know, the voting of ignoramuses, which is all it is. I mean, you know, you and I don't have any business telling somebody who's in a particular field, a specialty, how to run their business. We don't know. But, you know, that's what the government is. It's people who are put in charge by democratically elected people. And, you know, the idea that we're asking them is really pretty ridiculous. Bureaucracies existed, managed to bubble to the surface throughout the whole human experience where somebody says, well, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to do what you want. You need a license from the king. And democracy is no more valid than the king is. And but people believe that that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's what the fundamental problem is that Prospera is breaking the current world paradigm. One person in one tiny little place, itty bitty thing, makes life better for some people in Crawfish Rock. And they found somebody in Crawfish Rock that says they don't like it. Well, what a surprise. Local politicians don't like that somebody has to come to them.
They're losing power.
Doesn't have to come.
They hate that.
Unless this person was brought in after the fact. Sounds like some union boss to me. That's usually where they come
from.
They
would have never had the power over these people in the first place because that thing would have never existed otherwise.
Mark, feel free to call in as the Freedom Fest goes on there and give us a rundown of the day's occurrences. If you got time, I know that you'll probably be busy out there. Thanks for the call tonight. If you guys didn't get in on the air tonight, we got a couple calls on hold. Out of time tonight, call us back. Call earlier tomorrow night. We'll get you on the air then. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.